It was the late 90s, and Heather Jarvis was in six figures of student loan debt. She had just graduated from Duke University's law school, and now her family had to sort out how to pay for it. Her bio says her mom was a modestly paid executive assistant, and her dad was a mostly unemployed Shakespearean actor.
Student loans enable us to buy, sometimes, education that we can't, in fact, afford.
Heather is now a student loan expert. She is the chair on the Committee of Student Financial Aid at the American Bar Association, and she runs forums and a website to explain complicated student loans to everyday people. Over the past few years, she's seen an increase in older borrowers and parents borrowing for their kids' education.
When you are a parent, it's understandable that you want what's best for your children and you know that education is important for your children, but so is financial security for yourself and your family, your entire family.
Student loan balances for people over 60 are growing faster than any other age group, according to a new report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. And about 20% of the balances for this group are in Parents PLUS loans. These loans are issued by the federal government to help parents cover their kids' or grandkids' college costs. But Anna Sergunina says sometimes well-meaning parents get in trouble when they bite off more than they can chew. Anna is a co-owner of Main Street Financial Planning.
A lot of times people struggle just because they just, you know, miscalculated their abilities or, you know, bad situations happen.
Anna says Parent PLUS loans can be hard to get rid of. In most cases, you have to pay them even if you declare bankruptcy. And there are not as many repayment options, like with other federal student loans. She says she often advises parents,
kids could borrow for college, but you can't really borrow for your retirement. So if you're stuck paying off this loan, so how do you make these things work?
That can be a really tough call for a parent. They want to help their children with the soaring cost of tuition, but that could put their own financial stability in danger, and they don't have as many earning years to make it up. Lillian Myers is the owner of Myers Financial. She says parents should talk to a certified financial planner.
It's something that you really do need to talk to someone to see, okay, where am I? I mean, it looks like I've got a lot of money, but, you know, maybe I don't.
Myers says parents need to make sure they are financially okay first. Otherwise, they'll be more of a burden to their kids down the road in retirement.
You know, on the airplane when they tell you to put the mask on your face before you put it on the kid or the person next to you that can't? Well, that's the same thing. What's going to happen when you reach your 70s and 80s and you can't take care of yourself? Who is going to take care of you?
But Myers says some of her clients have the opposite problem. More wealthy seniors have kids and grandkids who could be hit with steep estate taxes when they pass away. Giving money to their kids' education could put their estate's value below the taxable limit.
You're not giving it to the government. You're giving it to your family.
And she says there's no greater gift to your kids than education. In New York, I'm Michaela Ross.